I mean, I can go down the phone book and I can circle aristocrats.
Would you consider yourself an aristocrat?
I don't consider myself at all an aristocrat, but my friends call me that.
Mm-hmm. Because you come from an old family.
That's right. See, and they say, well, you aristocrat, you know, and it's a category that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And I have nothing to do with it, but that they call me that. And you could be as poor as and have to be sweeping the streets and could still be an aristocrat.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents consider themselves aristocratic? Did they go along?
Not themselves. No, not at all. The only person in my family to ever consider themselves aristocratic, what I really would call aristocratic, was my grandmother on my dad's side. She was
the one from
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a total aristocrat. Total. You just wouldn't believe it. But that was her day, you know what I mean? And she had, for instance, in our family back in, I don't know, about 1910 or so, I think one member of the family married a Chinese girl. And that man had to leave this town because he was absolutely just practically ridiculed out of town because he married a Chinese girl who's living here working with her dad in a Chinese laundry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they moved to Bastrop, which is North Louisiana, and I can remember, never will forget, him coming to on the porch of her house one day and asking to see her, and she says, one of her children came, a son. And she says, I will not speak to that bastard. And for her to say a word like that was just like, you know, it was horrible. You know? She wouldn't even see him, wouldn't even let him in the house. Now, that's what you call aristocratic.
Uh-huh.
To me.
People in town that would...
No, not like that.
Not that extreme.
Mm-mm.
You tell me something about your wife. Is she Catholic too?
She was Methodist. She's Catholic now.
And her education?
Went through high school and 1 year of college.
Here in Nacogdoches?
All right, went to LSU. Mm-hmm. High school here, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she as active as you are in clubs and things
No. Like
that? Where are her parents from?
They're from Nacogdoches Parish. Wait, her parents were both born here in Nacogdoches,
mm-hmm.
City of Nacogdoches.
Did they grow up in the city?
Mm-hmm. And her grandparents did also.
Mm-hmm. What's her ancestry? French or English?
English. Mm-hmm.
Did you move around much when you were little?
Never moved in a time in my life. Not once.
I like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looks like. I like kind of a floor plan and the names of the rooms, you know.
Okay.
Old.
All right. You walked in the front door. Oh, you wanted me to sketch it?
Could
bring it
in.
Where you want to put it? Just on the back of here?
Yeah.
And for any of these, just throughout the whole interview, any thing you can think of an old-fashioned name or another term for something, you know, like
this. Okay.
What kind of dog is this?
Oh, it's a little mutt. We picked that dog up at the city pound. They were going to kill him. Somebody had thrown him away. Can you believe that? And we got him there and just brought him home and we love him.
He looks part-picking.
I believe he is part-picking. Mm-hmm.